Kuf Yud Aleph, as I mentioned at the outset last week, is not a siman that's learned nearly as much as Kuf Yud Beis and Gimel, which is Bishalakim and Afiyasakim. Kuf Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel is one topic, and from Sif Dalet is a second and maybe more interesting topic, as we'll see in a few minutes. Last week we learned Sif Aleph, which is the Isser of Shechar Akum. The Isser of Shechar Akum is not an Isser Gavra, it's not Isser Chepta, it's not that the wine of a guy is absolutely Asser. The Shechar of a guy is not absolutely Asser, it's only Asser to drink in the Mokin Mechirasai. It's only Asser to drink in the bar or the club, wherever it is that they're selling the beer. That's the Isser of Shechar Akum, which is a limited Isser. And the reason is Rishon Chasnas. Why Chazal made this Isser differently? The Isser of Bishul Akum and Afiyas Akum was an earlier Isser. And this Isser, like it says in the first Be'erah Gaila, came in the time of the Amiraim. Isser Shechel Lai Mitzino Lai B'Mishnah Lai B'Braisa Shema B'Mei Amiraim Asruhu. Since it was added later by people, I guess, who held themselves to be in the lower stature, they didn't feel Tasser across the board. But they asked for drinking in a pub, drinking in a bar. Now, is it Dafka Shechar? We're going to talk about that today. I mentioned to you last week that there is a fair amount of disagreement over whether this applies, for example, to whiskey or to other drinks. And the Ramah clearly in Sif Aleph is Mekel. He said, Yesh Matirim B'Shech Shal Dvash U'Tvua. The opinion of the Ramah was that even within beer itself, they only answered the beer of dates and figs, which is not a common beer today, but not the beer of Devash Utsua. Nevertheless, even though we Ashkenazim, most of us, who follow the Ramah, the Gra in Ches calls the Ramah a Das Yachid. The Gra in Sivkot in Ches, Utsua, Kekos of Mardachai B'Shem Rav Yah, B'Shem Sefer HaYashar, Kos of B'Shem Shadaitai, Dein Osela, Ke'en Shecha Shalahem, Shoyashal Tamarim, that this shita holds it's only Esther Shal Tamar. Avokol ha'poiskim chelkim alzeh. V'chein divrei Rambam v'Rosh Hanal, etc. And we're going to see in a minute, in Sif Gimel, also a mashmois, that this Ramaz Kula maybe is a heter for Shasat Chak, but it's not the normative halacha, it's not the way we should treat the Stam halacha. And the Stam halacha is that there is a certain variety of drinks that are also. Now what drinks are also? What about coffee and tea? So we'll see in a minute. We'll get to Sif Gimel.
I saw in a Silverstein statement that said that this is only us, if the majority of the drinkers are going,
see if this is there a car for that here. Ainei osel abamaki mechirasai. Okay, I don't know. But do you need anybody there? Isn't it also for a Jew himself? Okay, I don't know. It may be correct. It may not be correct. I don't know. In general, all these Rabbi Zilberstein Shilas. It says in Akdama not to rely on it la halacha, and it's very accurate because it's written very often without the exceptions, without the context, and it's not. I read last week by the Mishmar, I had the piece where he says that when you give a ksuba, you should have in mind that if the kedusha is not a kedusha, the ksuba should be a good kedusha. Whoever wrote it neglected to mention that the kala has to know about it also. You know, it may be that it says so in Darchas Chaim, but But it means that the Kala is aware of it. If the Kala is not aware, of course, let me buy it, doesn't work. So there are very often pieces missing. That doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it needs a bikur. At any rate,
whiskey is much more worth a chashash than a beer.
People socialize over whiskey more than they socialize. All right, so let's just learn Sif Beis and then Sif Gimel, and this discussion belongs to Sif Gimel. So let's see Sif Beis first. Sif Beis, the words of Sif Beis are very confusing. It's one of those sifim. If you don't know the Gemara, it's very confusing. Look in Sif Beis. Malkim shi Yisrael naigim kula b'yayin shalai evi kechavim. The place of the mekel on yayin of a guy, afashecha rasa, the beer is rasa. So the words don't make sense. Well, why do you mean you mekel on, how can you mekel on yayin of a guy? There's no such thing. So the Gemara brings the following incident. The Gemara says, Rav Shmuel, I think, Bar Bizna, the same daf Lamed Aleph as everything else in the Siman. Lamed Aleph and Vez. What? Rav Shmuel Bar Bizna came to a city, and he saw that they were drinking Yayin Akum, that they weren't makvin on Yayin Akum. So when they served him wine, he refused it. And then when they served him beer, he refused it too. So the Gemara says he refused the wine, we understand. But why did he refuse the beer? So the Gemara says that he felt in a place where they make a shaloi kahalacha, they make it improperly, and they drink yayin of a guy. You have to be a person who knows the halacha, is careful, has to be super careful, and not even drink the beer, so that the people will clamp down and not drink the wine. If you're going to drink the beer, they'll say, oh, he also drinks with them. Which means to say that in a place where the tzibur is mekel, in Stam Yainam, there, you're not allowed to drink beer in that city at all, even with Jews, even with a hechshar on the beer. Because that's what he's saying. That unless the beer was made by a Jew. But Shechar Akum is totally usher in a community where they're not careful with Stam Yainam. Now it's a Shal Yisrael, right. If Belor is owned by a Jew, maybe he means even made by a Jew. It could be. Now I have to just explain that Taz adds, incredibly, that if it's a community where they're totally non-observant, and they don't keep Shabbos, and they don't keep anything, so not drinking the beer is not going to change anything. It means in a place where they're traditional Jews, they keep kashrus and they keep Shabbos, and when it comes to yayin akum, the mekel, you know, that's just something that they're not very careful about. What could be wrong with wine? All it is squeezed out of grapes. So there are places, if there are places like that, in those places, even drinking beer is awesome. That is the halacha of Sif Beis.
I go to that place.
It sounds like it from the Gemara. I don't know. The Gemara's lashon is unclear. In Shach Beis, Afim Avi Kachav Masanoi Shaloi. I'm sorry, not Sif Beis. Sukkot and Dalit. Shall Yisrael ask Gzeirat Yayin Shalahem? I don't know. It sounds like it's something that's that the Shechar Akum is totally us. Sounds like here you have to treat it like an Issachef. You have to treat the Shechar like the Yayin, just like the Yayin is absolutely us. So you have to treat the Shechar as absolutely us.
Okay.
I think he means that the Israel is serving you the beer, because if he made the beer, if he made the wine, we're not going to ask. How can we ask if he made the beer? It's not logical. So it's mistaver. It means that even though you're buying it from Israel, that's the case. Even if it has a hechsher, you know, it's 100% kosher. It's also this gezeil. So it comes out in Sif Aleph and Beis, we have two Isurim. In Sif Aleph, the Shechar of a guy in a place of a guy. And in Sif Beis, this extra Chumra, the Gemara calls a Shimtza de Shimtza. It means really a Gzeira and a Gzeira. The Gemara is Shimtza also, Shimtza de Shimtza Mutter. It should be Mutter. The Gemara says, no, but it's also because He was afraid that if it'll be mekel shecha, they'll see it as a vindication of their kula on wine. Okay, now Sif Gimel, which completes this topic, is a sif with no shach taz or or Pischei Tshuva, or even Gra for that matter. Nevertheless, all the questions that you've been asking regarding schnapps and other mashkin depend on how we understand Siv Gimel. So let's look at Siv Gimel. Okay, so far the Shulchan Aruch spoke only about beer. Siv Gimel Yayin Tapuchim. For Yayin Rimayinim, this is some type of an alcoholic apple cider or pomegranate cider, Kiyaitzabahan. Mutzal Ishtaise Bechamakim. You can go into a bar and get a cup of apple cider. Why? The Dover Sheine Matsui, like Gazru Olav. For something that's not common, Chazal weren't Gazer, they didn't make Zer on something that is not common. So what's the big question here? What? So what does the Mechavah mean? Does he mean originally they didn't make a gzeira because it's not matzui? But let's say nowadays something is matzui. Let's say it becomes matzui, or let's say today coffee shops are matzui. Do we say that the gzeira is on all drinks that are matzui to socialize over? And these things are not matzui, so therefore they're mutter. But according to that, nowadays the beer or the schnapps or maybe even the coffee would be aser. Or should we understand? No, it means in the original gzeira, we don't make new gzeiras. In the original gzeira, when they originally made a gzeira on beer, they did not include the ayin tapuchim, the ayin rimayim, because it wasn't matzah. But coffee is certainly not in the gzeira. It's a very big nafkamina. Which of these two ways you understand? So that's an afkamina. The chalukei dayis on how to deal with this. What? Okay, he means not more than sif beis. Not only in the sif beis case, but even in the sif alef case. So therefore, So the understanding of both Aruch HaShulchan and Rabbi Yaakov Emden that's cited in the Pischei Tshuva and quoted in the Yad Ephraim, they both hold that it changes, that in a place where it's common, that the Issa kicks in, which means, Aruch HaShulchan says that, I mentioned to you last week, he says regular schnapps is junk. In his day, it was not chashuv. So the chashuv is schnapps, like cognac. He mentioned three things, rum, porter, whatever that is, and cognac, which are chashuv, they're in matzui. They're all saying they're matzui, very expensive. Who can afford them? And people don't typically socialize over it. It's very clear from the Aruch HaShulchan that in a place where schnapps is matzui, and where people do socialize over it, that the Aruch HaShulchan holds that the Isser applies. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden goes even further. He asks his drinking in coffee houses because of this gezeira, which is a tremendous chumra. I mean, people today go for dates to a Starbucks or they go out and spend time there, according to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Assuming that I'm right, that today people socialize over coffee, that would be an issue. Yeah.
Why does Machava say Gazu? It should say Gozrin. Gazu is past tense. If it's a problem, look.
Yeah, so the question is, when they made the Gezeira, was the Gezeira on everything that's Matzui? Or was the original Gezeira, whatever's Matzui, was the Gezeira only on Sheikhar? Ramesh and Emzan the Tshuva, not like Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Ramesh and Emzan in his Tshuva, that whatever they made the gezeira on, they made the gezeira on, and nothing else is included in the gezeira. That's Ramesh's statement in one of his truvis. Although, as I said, it's a little confusing because he forbids making a parlor meeting in a non-Jew's house because they're going to serve drinks. If the whole issur only applies to beer, so just don't serve beer, you know, serve schnapps. So it's a little confusing, but Ramesh writes in that tshuva that whatever they made the gezeira, on whatever they made the gezeira, and what they didn't, they did.
I also thought that the whole thing was when it's garim also, he tried to have even without garim by himself, he's going to yourself and drink, and it's also awesome.
It seems this is even to drink yourself. No. In Sif Aleph, it doesn't say together with garim. It says shecher akum is asav eini asav b'makim mechira asay. And it's only forbidden to eat in the place where they sell it.
Even by
that's my understanding. Yeah, if it's in the base of a guy, I mean, you never yourself, the owner of the. What? According to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, yes. According to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, yes. It's interesting. Sif Gimel talks about things apparently that are alcoholic, that are. I don't know what they had in those days. Before orange juice, or like, what did they really have as a social drink? Apple cider. Was the apple cider when it was alcoholic or not? It was alcoholic. So then there's just. Right. So that's why they drank. All these things, but orange juice apparently, Tropicana had not yet been born.
Right.
Yeah, so that was all they had to drink. So the question is, it to be medayik that only alcoholic drinks are included in this? I'm not sure. The Amad Abor is that it's only alcoholic drinks. Yeah, although Rabbi Yaakov Emden seems to be a das yachid. I don't know anybody else who makes the statement that coffee is awesome. It could be. That's because Bizman Azed is not a whole lot of the Bizman earlier before recent times, there wasn't a whole lot of coffee drinking in coffee shops in our time. So the way the Yad Avram continues. Mishteh. Not sure what Mishta means. No, I don't think so. I think he asks his Askof Yudalin. We should look at it again. I'm pretty sure he asks his Askof Yudalin. Sorry. He says, Lishtai's coffee and chocolate, pikavab, and basevikacham, and vadai yasser. I don't know. We do have the Hetter of Akroi. Somebody who's traveling and happens to pass someplace. That was a Hetter also in Sefalov. If you travel, you happen to go in somewhere. It's not a place that you're Kedaya. That there is a Hetter, which would be a Hetter to drink coffee in that case. But to go out and have, then they're not. Okay, Rav Chaim is saying that in Yenichuva, he doesn't ask out Kofi Adalim. What does Alt Mishta mean? What is that word? Which is Sir of Suda? Which, what's he referring to? What, to have a. But it's only Yasser. No, it's not Yasser without drinking. No, I think it's only Yasser when there are drinks. Whatever drinks you hold are Yasser. Yeah, that was my question. I don't know. So must be asking all drinks. I don't know. What? All right. Yeah, we have to. Okay. Okay. At any rate, so as I said, Sif Aleph Beis Gimel are the rundown of this halachis. What's absolutely clear is that beer is aser. What's less clear is the status of Shar Mashkim. I don't recall if I pointed out to you last week Shach Beis, who says that it's mutter b'makim eva, mutter shleich b'yir, afim oiv k'chavim achsanoi shaloi, noisin loi, shaisa mishum eva, gen va'af im oiv k'chavim achsanoi shaloi, noisin loi, I guess that means his landlord, gives him to drink, shaisa mishum eva, k'kosotaisis. So he's Matir Mishum Eva. Now here we have a general question. What kind of Heter Eva is there on things that Chazal wanted there should be Eva? The whole purpose of the Gezeiris was to be Marchik Jews from Gayim. And what?
Which drinks, yes, which drinks.
Well, besides the question which drinks, but... So let me tell you, it says later in Kuf Nun Beis that when a guy makes a wedding, You're not allowed to go and eat at a non-Jewish wedding. It doesn't say you can't go in and say, I don't know what you say, Mazel Tov, or congratulations, but to sit and eat, Asa Yisrael Lechol Sham, Afilo Eichel Mishalai, even they may bring you in at the wedding a table of kosher food. What? No, he's talking about a wedding, specifically about a wedding of a guy. It's awesome. On that, the Taz says, Taz Aleph in Kuftan Beis, Vidrisha Destapik, Yesh Kan Heter Mishum Eva. Vidrisha said, when is your boss is marrying off a child, or President Trump is marrying off a child, if he does marry any to a non-Jew? So can Mr. Kushner attend? I mean, the behavior, if he doesn't attend, so I can't go there, I can't go. It's a non-Jewish thing. So the Drisha, the Stapik, Yesh Kam Heta Mishum Heva. On that, the Taz says, Tamani, Agava Rabba, Kavasei, Yestapik Bezeh. How could such a great man like the Sva, the Drisha's the Sva, how could he even be specific about it? Harry Mefurish, Bepasik, Shlomdu Mikra, Bekara lecha v'achalta mezivchai u'mufurish b'raish ayshe pa'ayse pasen p'tichos b'risli ayshe v'aretz v'zon rachir b'nei seyem ha'teret tzivso shi'ilanu eva imayem v'shom rachakis b'nei seyem. Torah commands that you should be eva hayach nati mishom eva. That's what he says. He says lo mitzinu heta eva only when this is mishom davar achir. So that's the Taz's taniya. What kind of heta mishom eva could there be if the whole the whole idea is to separate between Yidden and Gai? It says perhaps that you should not mix with the non-Jews, because if you do, you may come to meet their daughters and intermarry. So right, there should be separation. You don't go to be separated. Okay, Eva is a stronger language than separation. Okay.
So the shop space is at Eva. If you're the guy, that's annoying. You're in a hotel room and there's a fridge stocked with beer. If you buy a beer, they charge you downstairs. But there's no Eva. Would that have to apply?
It definitely would not apply. There's no heter of Eva. It may be if it's in your hotel room, there's a heter because it's in the Beis Yisrael, which is Mutter. It's interesting. It's Mokka Mechirasa and it's Beis Yisrael.
I would think. Beis Yisrael, Mokka Mechirasa,
he says, Om Shemeva.
Okay.
Again, I'm not sure in the hotel room, when they deliver it to your room and they come to the room and they're selling it to you, whether that's what he meant by Mokka Mechirasa. I normally understand Mokka Mechirasa to be the place where it's normal to sit and to sell it and to drink, to socialize with them. It's remote Mechirasa. It's interesting. I'm not sure that that's included in this. It doesn't sound like it. Chasnus. All right, so I hear the difference you're saying, which may make sense. I'll tell you the teretz that I want to speak out. It's the teretz that says Nechazaynish. On that Taz, he's referring to that Taz, and I believe Ramesha says a similar thing here. He says, the Chazanish says, that the heter Mishum Eva is that if you're allowed to attend the guy's wedding, because if you don't, you fear retribution, on that is no chasnus. Chasnus is when you go because you like the fella. Because you like him, or because you're happy for him, or because he's your friend. If you go because he's a mean guy who might face retribution, so Chazan says that there's no chastos b'chlau. When you go to something mishum eva, it's not a chastos. There's no kirav hadas, and a meila it's mutter. That's the Chazan says to answer the Taz's kasha. Ramesh Tech Devarov mentions it in one of his tshuvas. Copy down the tshuva. I'm sorry, I didn't write down the Maromokim, but this is what he writes in his tshuva. So it's an additional It's an explanation of the Heta Eva here, because of Eva. Now, some of you have pointed out, could be the difference between Eva and not being too friendly. Eva means that there'll be complaints against you, and just not socializing is just staying separate. Okay, it's a logical difference.
This is you raise a question about the newest. So this is the newest about the Suda, which someone was mentioning before.
But that's a wedding daf, because not every Suda. It's a Mishnah L'chastas
B'nai.
I don't think it means every Suda. It says specifically, "I've chava is a Mishnah Chupas B'nai Ebita Yasa Yisrael Echol Sham." It's a very significant significant meal in his life.
Okay.
He says even the guy makes Sheva Brachas. He says Lachi Yemei Mishnah Labid Yaim. It's also included. Mizmira Bishvela Chupa said your best Chaydish. I don't know why any Jew would go to an Xmas party.
Work.
Would you go to Hitler's birthday party? Xmas party, Xmas is the day they killed the Jews all the years. Why would anybody go to an Xmas party? What?
Jewish guy,
yes. Jewish
guy,
yeah. How about today? Common on airplanes,
they sell alcoholic drinks. So what's on the airplane? Oh. If you're sitting with a guy, that's certainly you socialize with him. So, I've told you in the past, I have my own chip on the shoulder about beer bechlal, buying beer without a hechsher. Coincidentally, we'll learn in Siftal a possible makar for it, but today, you know, to buy drinks without a hechsher, it's not, I don't know how simple it is. There are very few beers that have hechsherim, and most of them don't, and everyone assumes that they're kosher, which I hope is accurate. But same thing with schnapps. Schnapps is sold without hechsherim, and you know, a cub to a vart from very firm people. You know, they wear langer eklach and Chrysler Tepeyas, and they want to give me a lechayim. I say, if there's a hechsher on the bottle, I'll may drink a lechayim. They say, of course there's a hechsher. They start looking at it. They can't find anything. You know, even the hated OU they can't find on the bottle. And, you know, people just assume it's good, which is probably right. But we've been burnt in the past. There have been a number of schnapps that have been, we found out, was Chamashavel of a Pesach. It was owned by Jews. A number of bourbons. And then rum. All the dark rums, which were always on the kosher list, already goes back 20 years, but they were always on the accepted list, all rum. And they found out that rum is the dark rums are colored by grape skin extract, which is a shayla of also of Trefus Turbonis. Now it says clear rum on all the lists. Chazal say that they were matter for Nehemia to drink wine with the king because he had to be with the king. I want to just tell you, make a social comment. Jews, throughout our long galus, tried to stay separate from the Goyim. As a result of the Holocaust, the whole mentality changed. In our generation, it's very important to us that the Goyim like us. Whether they're our neighbors or... But I'm talking about being friendly, and it's very important to us that Goyim like us. That's a result of the Holocaust. It's not... Jews understood that they're the Goyim and they're the Yidden. You know, Shikur is a Goy. No one would sing in America, Shikur is a Goy. In Poland, they sang Shikur is a Goy, right?
The Goy also understood Europe.
What?
The Goy also understood,
yeah. So that the world has changed, for the better or the worse, but the world has changed. So Jews today have this notion, which is suddenly, over the last few years, falling apart, that, you know, that will be accepted in America. It's not that way. So that's the Chemia Satur. Chazal had the Mount in the Chemia. I don't know how far it goes, I'm not sure. Today's city hall is hopeless, so you know, it's yeah, okay, good. Okay, let's go to Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet is interesting. Sif Dalet, hey, Vav. We turn now to a totally different topic, and that is the topic of Hechsherim, of Kashrus, of trusting that a product is kosher. Years ago, we used to look at the ingredient label, and based on what we read on the ingredients, if we had any idea what the words were, and we thought we knew, then we would eat a food. That idea is based here on Sif Dalet, Sif Hei. So let's learn the Sifim and try to see how they apply. Sif Dalet. Kol Elu Amashkin, all drinks, all these drinks. V'chein Achaymit Shal Sheikhar. And the same thing with vinegar. Aser L'Knoisa Mehem. You're not allowed to buy it from a non-Jew. Now, he doesn't mean drink it with him. He's going to take it home and drink it. You're not allowed to buy it from them. Im demeyem yekarim midmeyayin. If the beer is more expensive than wine, shanu chayshish in shema yirav behenyayin at she'ein shishim levatlay. We're afraid that the guy has an ingredient wine in the beer. I didn't have an ingredient panel. If you buy beer, how do you know if there's wine in the beer? So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, it depends. If beer is more expensive than wine, then they would add wine. Because they'll add 1 ounce of wine into 7 ounces of beer and sell the 8 ounces for the price of beer, which is more expensive than wine. So if it costs more, it's us. Now the Rama says, Achein Shishim Levatlay. Now it seems to be a mistake. Wine is bottle b'sheish. So we're going to come back to that, as it has. B'med devar mamur, k'shamaychim b'chanos. And that's all if they sell it in a store. Which means that it's sold shortly after it's manufactured. Avo imroya shamitzin oisei b'chavyas. But if you see that it was barreled means it's going to have to stand for a while. So it was made to put into barrels, and it's taken out of a barrel mutter. Like hashim and shem eiruv b'yayin, shem eiruv yayin b'chavis, hayim eskalkul. The physical fact is that beer stays a long time, and if you add wine to the beer, it does not stay, it spoils. So therefore, you can be makel if it's coming out of a barrel. V'afo b'shem egin l'lasis hayoyres v'akelim limshayach hayoyres v'akelim b'shum hachazir. Even though the kelim themselves might be smeared with treifus, whatever they smear the kelim with is bottle, and it doesn't give a good taste. Now, what we're learning from Sif Dalet is that you can assume kashrus based on an umdana. Based on a logical way of assessing the behavior of the person who manufactured it. So you could say, well, why would he add wine? If wine is more expensive than beer, why would he add wine to the beer? Since you can't think of any reason he would add wine to the beer, so therefore you could be makel and buy it. Similarly, if it's packaged, and people who package things for sale later don't typically mix wine into beer, so then you can be makel. So what's saying here is that you can rely on an umdana of the way things are made. We find in the Gemara that they ate bread without a hechsher. They ate the bread of a guy, the hashtalter of a guy, without a hechsher. How do you know that it's kosher? The answer is, what's bread? Bread in those days, bread with flour and water. All flour is kosher and all water is kosher. Which means, if you have an umdana that things are typically kosher, that you could be makel. Now, that rule, to a certain degree, is still applicable today. Today, for example, roasted nuts are generally accepted without a hechsher, because it's known that roasted nuts in America, domestic roasted nuts, are all kosher. So some people feel more comfortable buying with a hechsher. You just wonder, when you buy with a hechsher, the person giving the hechsher didn't just rely that all roasted nuts in America are kosher, so he relies on it. But they call it a group A products in the kashrus field. They have group A, group B, they have different groupings. Group A are products that don't really need supervision because they are typically kosher. For example, today they consider beer to be that way. If beer is people drink without a hechsher, certainly things, unflavored beer, certainly granulated sugar or simple salt, these things are group A. They don't really need hechsherim. Canned vegetables. Most canned vegetables, with two exceptions, tomato products, which can be made on pasta kalim, and bean products, which can be made on pork and bean kalim. But other canned vegetables, if it's made in the U.S., USDA, is generally accepted in the kashrus organizations to be kosher, to be an item that's kosher, because they're just canned vegetables, or canned corn, canned string beans. All these things are considered to be kosher because of the sif, because they're just things that are always made kosher. That's the way they're made. If they're always made kosher, so then we assume they're kosher. Now, Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, you can't give a hechsher that way. A hechsher, he says, is an edus. You say testimony. You say, I went down and I checked, and it's good. So that you can't give a hechsher that way, because hechsher says testimony. Now, I don't know, today they give hechsherim on tissues and other things, so I don't know if you really have to go down to see it. You know, I don't know what it means. What?
Water.
Water, okay. So they give hechsherim on other things, so I don't know. But things that it's api umdana, that it's kosher, umdana meaning that we have an assumption that it's that they're kosher products, so those things are based on this. What? Things that have problems with bugs is a problem. Well, what corn niblets don't have the problem.
Frozen strawberries,
something else. That's a problem. Frozen strawberries are a problem.
And they serve you a ready-made.
Well, in the deli, they're heating it up. They're heating it up in their kalim.
Right, but
so you have a problem.
Yeah,
but once they're heating in their kalim in the deli, there's no stam kalim in a yaiman because they use their kalim.
There's no hechsher on the corn that they got.
Well, what's the difference? They're using trefet kalim. What does it matter?
No, I'm saying the kosher one.
The kosher one.
You said he could only do that. But the corn that they buy and serve was bought with the outer.
So you have to go in the back and find out. I don't know. But, I don't know. What? That's what says here in this sif. If things... I mean, somebody has to look into it. You can't just sit in your armchair and say what could be wrong with it, because maybe it's something you don't know. But non-complex items that don't have many ingredients, generally we accept to be good. Now, sometimes people are surprised. For example, see, there are things like cocoa. Cocoa is 100% cocoa, but it has an anti-caking agent in it, which has to be kosher. Or candies have non-stick... spray that they don't stick to the mold, sucking candies, or I think that was the original problem when they found the Ricola. They found problems with some of the Ricola products years ago when it had the hechsher. But the person giving the hechsher wasn't aware that there's such a thing as a non-stick spray that was used. And when the scandal happened 25 years ago, it was because they were using trefa non-stick product, which had Tom. So the point is, if it's you have to know what it's like. But once people look into it, they come back and they tell you that these items are simple items. This idea of having a group A list, every hechsher has such a list.
What's the problem for some people?
Orange juice, the hechsherim will accept. The problem with orange juice is that oranges that have on the outside black decay, which is very, very common, has scales. And those scales are very often for lack of a better word, the cocoon of a creature of bugs. Now, these bugs don't exist in the orange, only in the orange peel. However, the orange juice companies put the whole orange into the machine with the peel, and they get the oranges out from the other end. so that these bugs are in it. So inspections were done. Tropicana is the most infested, and the generic are not, for whatever reason. However, there are technical reasons that it's mutter. There's one question is whether it's visible to the naked eye, these there are little black dots in the orange juice. One question is if they're visible. I know Rabbi Gissinger of Shalom held they're not considered visible, and that's why it's not a shaila. And there's another thing, is that rive of the black dots themselves are not bugs. In other words, you can't see the bug, you see a black dot. And because a lot of the black dots come from the decay of the orange peel, rive of them are not. So it would seem that halachically it's mutter, that you have these two possible heterim, and that's why all the sheirim allow orange juice. Some people are machmil atzmam because the ma'isa there are things there. But that's what the trouble was over the orange juice. Now, a person can't know, like apple juice for Pesach is an issue because they use gluten to change the apple cider to apple juice. They put in a substance that sticks to the pieces and settles on the bottom, and that comes from chametz. Now, technically, it's mutter, a brand type of product. Technically, it's mutter. Chametz before Pesach is batel b'shishim. But if you put chametz in something before Pesach, it's batel b'shishim, and it's in a chayz of an ear, it remains mutter. But l'maisa, because of the Arizal, said not to have a mashul chametz with machmir. The hechsherim don't allow even mashul chametz, and therefore they have a special run of the apple juice for kosher l'Pesach. I mention it because it's, again, an example of something where you would never dream there's an issue. And it could be, you know, it's the reverse also. Yeast. Yeast in America is not chametz. Yeast is made on corn. Corn is cheaper. And the yeast that they make, it used to be yeast, was old dough, was old today. So you have in America, yeast is not chametz, and apple juice is a chametz shayla. So, you know, it's very hard to figure out. And bread today is always a shayla, because they eat either oil or shortening or both to bread. Not all rolls are the same. Some rolls are richer. They have a shortening in them, or oil in them. And some are fluffier and more like simpler.
The visibility of bugs in the juice is less than the visibility of bugs in the water.
No, bugs in the water is a bigger problem than bugs in the juice. Bugs in the juice, like I said, if you have bugs in the juice, it could be the head to a bit of barai, even if it's near a lay-nayim. The bugs in the water, they're just bugs in the water. The bugs in the water, when they're alive, are very visible. If you go one day on a trip to Prospect Park, bring a pitcher and take a pitcher of water out of the lake. And you'll see the copepods. When they move, they're visible. So Shaila is, if when they move, they're visible. Now, when you get it in your sink, they put chlorine in, it kills all of them. This is healthy for us, you understand. It just kills bugs. They put chlorine into the water. And it kills them. Now, once it kills them, it's very hard to see them. Very hard to see them. So the question is that called Nir Alei Naim?
But the bugs in the juice also
are there. So, no. The bugs in the juice, you have a head to rive of the black dots, are not. They're two heterim. If it's not visible, everything's mutter. Even if it's visible, by our juice, you have a second heter. The rive of what's visible, it's Baltimore rive, because it's now you can't tell which is which, unless you put under a microscope. By the water, when the bugs are there, the bugs are if the same question, are they called nicker? But after the nicker, if they hold it, they're called nicker. You don't have that second heter, and that's what makes the problem. So we have a psak, and Rav Dovah Feinstein wrote a psak that if they're visible when they move, that when they die, they can't become mutter. Dov Feinstein and Rav Geli Badal Chaim signed such a psak that it's us. We knew they're going to answer. In America, we thought, you know, they don't go for these chumris. The Lamais of the Paiskim in America, aside from Rebelsky, all answer. So you should have a filter. You should filter the water. That's the best thing. But anyway, let's get back to Sif Dalid and Sif Hei. Sif Dalid, again, the Chiddush of Sif Dalid is mainly the idea of Umdina. Now, Taz Dalid is important as an aside. Okay, Sif Hei will pick up on the question of Aksherim based on Umdina, which we're going to get to in a minute. Just Taz Dalit as an aside, he said wine is batel b'shishim in the Ramah. So Taz Dalit says it's not true. Ache shishim levatloi. So the Taz says on that, tamati lama yitzrich shishim. Wine that mixes into water is bottle 1 and 6. Who adin b'shar mashkin? And who adin by other liquids? It's the tazashita. Does that push it? They mevatlin tam hayayin yosem imayim. Other drinks are mevatl, the taste of wine, even more than water. But he says, if the Akamishi, Tikkun Kam, B'shem Amardachai, B'shem Rav Yod, it's our shishim, Emi Zeraya. For the fact that the Mordechai B'Shem Rav Yo holds that way, that's no proof. Who's really the Dasiyesh Mefarshu? So maybe I twist him Kovla Dalid the Tzar Sabach Avlanan like Kaimel Alhachi. Okay, Vadei Gam Kan Sagi B'Shisha. So the sheet of the Taz is that it's enough Shisha, and then the Kudus HaKesef the Shach argues, and it's a very important Shach. The Shach says like Koshemidi Vadei B'Mayim Sagi B'Shisha Chalaki Mashen Kei B'Shar Mashkin. Now this sounds like, okay, incidental argument. This machlokes has to do with the whiskies, the cherry casks or the blended whiskies that have wine in them. The heter of those who use blended whiskey is the seimach that wine is batel b'shisha in the mixture. What?
It's bleis. There's no wine in
there. In the cask is bleis. And there are no whiskeys in which they add wine for flavoring. I understand it is. In the Igros Moshe, I think that's what he's talking about.
He's talking about when they did specifically in Canada.
Okay, so he's talking about a whiskey where they add wine as a flavoring. Okay, that's the Igros Moshe talks about. They add wine as a flavoring into some kind of blended whiskey. Okay, for covetous. So Ramosha writes there that Mikar Adin, you can be Saimach on the Ramon, on the Taz, who hold a bitl b'shisha. So this is the Rabbanan, this is Machlek Zapaiskin. Ramosha writes for himself, he's Machmir. That's why he's Machmir, that it's only Batul B'Shisha and the Mayim. But if it would embarrass someone, someone would offer him a Chayim, he would take a sip. That's what Ramosha writes. But otherwise, he holds that you can rely on Batul B'Shisha, even by Shar Mashkin, which is like this Taz. The tam yayin loses its chashivas b'shisha. It doesn't disappear. It doesn't disappear totally. It loses yosem imayim. That means if by water 1 in 6 is mutter, you still taste wine, but it doesn't have the chashivas of the tam of yayin. Yeah, you could taste it as a flavor, but not as a wine. The chashivas of wine that they use for yayin esef, that's chashivas. Once it's bottled b'shisha, it loses it. It's not an alcoholic drink anymore. That's this heter bittul b'shisha. So, all right. So, like I said, this is agav, but we're talking about this is drabanan wine, which is yayinak. Okay, let's get back. Return to sif hay, which is an important sif again from the hechsherim perspective. Yayin rimaynim. Yayin rimaynim shebaichel rafua. There's some. I don't know. Is it true that pomegranates are really pomegranate juice is really particularly healthy? Okay. Yayin rimaynim shebaichel rafua. Mutal leleichay betagor. I feel the shloim hechavis. Afa pisha dom of yikar miyayin. So we should be chayshish. The guy mixes wine in. Listen to this. Meshum dekivan diyespe kepeda. Loi mara nafshe. This is the kaklal of uman. Loi mara nafshe. You can rely for kashrus that an uman would not ruin his business, ruin his reputation. Uman. The loi mara nafshe. Ramah says, anything you buy from a professional. So loi mara nafshe. What does he mean from a professional? It means if you go to a carnival and there's some people little booths selling. There's no heter, there's no loimar and nafshe. It has to be someone who has a reputation to protect. So someone has a reputation to protect, so you can rely on loimar and nafshe, and that it's good. Now, based on this, You have those who want to be matir. You write a letter to the company, and they send you a letter back, and it says in the letter, it's all kosher. You know, what's not kosher? Either animal derivatives, or milk derivatives, or wine derivatives, or grape derivatives. So they give you a letter, you know, animal, wine, or dairy derivatives in the product. So there are those who want to be matir based on uman leimara nafshei. And they point to a Igris Maisha. If you look at a Tshuva and Igris Maisha, I think it's Chelek Aleph Tshuva Nunhei, which appears to say, you're relying on a letter. If they send you a letter, it's good enough. Now, unfortunately, many people take an Igris Maisha and read the last paragraph. Ramesha's style is to sum up his psak in the last paragraph. And if you read just the last paragraph of the Tshuva, let's talk about what it says in the Igris Maisha. However, if you read the earlier part of the tshuva, Ramesh's shaila is a vekish dealt in a very specific case. He writes in the shaila that he's talking about something tavid legluyei, by something that's going to be revealed, and also. It's nogeya to chaylim. It would make chaylim sick. If this product was put in to it, it would make a chaylim sick. Let's say you have chocolate. They say no milk product. Right. So people are lactose intolerant. It's aviva l'gluye. It'll make people sick. So there, Ramesha writes that you can rely on uman leimara umnasa. The tshuva is not talking about stama letter. When somebody writes a letter that he does things a certain way, and if he's caught, first of all, he could change it the next day, and secondly, if he's caught, there's not the same lemaru nasai as the tshuva that Ramesha was asked in the Igris Maisha, so it's a little misleading. Let me tell you the makar and the gemara for this sugya, and how far it goes. The makar is a gemara, actually a menachas in the mem gimel. In Hilchas Tzitzis, that's why it's a Mishnah Brura on this sif. In Hilchas Tzitzis, the Gemara there says you're allowed to buy a beged talis from a non-Jewish store. You can go into a non-Jewish store and buy a beged a talis that has strings attached to it. And the reason is because Leimarum Nosai, he's selling talisim, he's going to sell only talisim dergo. He says you can't buy strings from him. Strings you can get anywhere. But Talesim, he got it from assumption is he got it from a Jewish seller. So the shayla, the talis with the strings on. The strings have to be made lishma. The strings have to be put on lishma. And therefore, you have to know it was good, and it's good. Now that's what it says about tzitzis. The Ran, in Avodah Zarah Lamed Aleph, which is the sugya, the Ran says, Hu adin liyayin rimayinim. Hu adin sifhei starts, yayin rimayinim. And it says, Haransham. So the Ran says, Yayin Rimayim Shemaychel Rafua, we say, Uman Leimara Umnasai, based on Yena Gemara, and Mamela, you have a Heta Leimara Umnasai. Now we could understand this to mean, Leimara Umnasai, he doesn't want to lie. If he's caught lying, he's going to ruin his business. However, the Pischei Tshuva in Sivkat and Dal, it sends us to the Magen Avram. In Simin Chaf, the Magen Avram in Simin Chaf says that the heter of the Magen Avram's lashon is Otu Mishari Liktais Basar Mitagar Akum. You like to go buy meat from a guy? He tells you, I got it in a kosher place. Like Marul Nasai, Otu Mishari to go buy Basar Mitagar Akum. Chazal required a double simin. So the Magen Avram says that this heter is only in a case where it's a medicine for a chayli, and it's going to cause a chayli to get sick or to not get better, and then there's an umdina of leimaru nasai because there's a certain level of avida legluya. Now, so we have to know why would tzitzis be different. So the Mishnah Brura deals with it. It's already 10-2. I want to come back and Mitzvah Shem. We'll come back next week to Sifhei and the Mishnah Brura at the beginning of Simin Chaf and Hilchot Tzitzis, and we'll see how far this heter goes.